You know, if you live long enough, I think you'll hear just about anything. You know, you might eventually hear something that, again, that will confirm something you've heard years before. This has happened a lot with people that I communicate with and have on my show. Faye Houston was on my show on May 11th, 2016, and she wrote a book about having an illness that nobody could find a cure for. And it was very fascinating. She was, I think, 90 years old when I talked to her. Hopefully she's still around to this day. But you can Google that, or you can go on my site and search for that interview. We did two interviews with Faye. One was about her first book, which she wrote about her mom, who adopted her. And then she went in search of her real mother. But also about her health. She wrote a book about her health and the people that helped her, one of which was named Dr. Brzezinski. And then she also talked about the Gerson Institute. And that's what I'm here to talk about, is my connection to both those things. Now, at the time, I had never heard of either. I think I'd heard of the Gerson Institute. But, you know, obviously I've never gone there. It's in Mexico. So you hear somebody talk about it and you kind of file it away and you don't really, you know. It helps. The more you hear things, the more they become real for all of us. Isn't that true? I think it is. So Faye was a wonderful lady, amazingly spry lady. As I recall the interview, she told me how she got, I don't know if it was something in the water or the foods when she lived in England, but something made her really sick and they couldn't get it out of her system. And it was like, I don't remember exactly, but it was a metallic, like it was just in her system and they couldn't get it out and it was killing her. And so I believe it was Dr. Gerson that she went to see. And he was the one that treated her naturally and saved her life, I believe. And I also know that she had cancer one time, and she went to see a man by the name of Dr. Brzezinski, and he has a natural treatment, and he healed her as well. And in one of the interviews we did two of them, she told me how she went, he was under fire because he had, you know, people had been cured by this man, and yet he was under fire by the FDA, and he was on trial around the time that I was interviewing her. And she said her and 11 others were going to go speak on his behalf because he truly saved their life. And what we found out is that if you have a cure for something, you get put on a list. This is why there's no Gerson Institute in the United States, in my opinion. Could be wrong. They don't want it. They don't want you to get better. They want you to continue to be on drugs and medications as opposed to natural things. Sad to say, if it's true, it's very sad to say. Now, I'm not blaming all the doctors, certainly not the nurses. They're just doing their jobs, but there are those within the medical organization that are well aware of what they're doing, and they're keeping us sick deliberately. And these drugs do not help. So, I mean, maybe some people they do. But I mean, I've really discovered so many different things that are natural treatments that really help people. Can't promise anything. You promise something, you can get sued. So I don't promise anything. And who knows? I don't think anything works 100% for anybody, because healing is an inside job, as far as I'm concerned. So if you don't believe, and it's not just about, oh, I'm a fighter and I'm going to fight this. It's not just that. It means truly, subconsciously, you have to want to live. And you might think consciously, oh, I'm going to live through this. And then you don't survive. And because you don't know your soul's bigger plan. That's what we forget. The soul has a bigger plan for all of us. And you might think, I'm going to beat this disease. And your soul says, that's not what your plan was. You had made this plan to leave this world at such and such time. And now you're going to change it. Of course, we always do have the freedom, I believe, to change it. We just have to convince our inner self or our subconscious self, our higher self, which is always willing to let us do what we want, to change the path we're on. I believe that 100%. I don't think anything's locked in stone. Why would it be? So we have the right or the ability and the right, really, when you think about it. If you're not going out a good course, then tell yourself, okay, I'm done with this. I've learned my lesson, or I'll learn it the next time around, but I don't want to deal with this anymore. I want to be healthy. I am going to be that. And those in the angelic realm, the spirit guides are going, but wait, you signed up for this and you said you were going to, it's like, you have the choice to change it. And if we're heading into a time of great awakening, why would you not want to stick around? Well, I thought I'd check out, you know, show people more love, blah, 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 whatever reason. It's like, I'll do it next time. How about that? So healing is an inside job, and we are the ones ultimately that make that decision. And I learned that a long time ago, and maybe I'll get into that. But when I talked to Faye Houston out of North Carolina back in May of 2016, she told me she had an incurable disease twice in her life. The first time it was healed at the Gerson Institute. The second time it was healed by Dr. Brzezinski. Now, the Gerson Institute happens to be in, I just knew it was in Mexico. I didn't even know where it was. I had never heard of it. And she said this German man named Dr. Gerson wanted to come to the States because he had discovered what he thought was a cure for a lot of illnesses, including cancer, but a lot of illnesses. And they wouldn't let him set up shop here. Why is that? So she went to him and he cured her of her problem that she had when she was in England. And then years later, I think it was after that, Dr. Brzezinski, she saw him when she had cancer, and he cured her by giving her a natural treatment. And the last time I heard from her, she had said she'd gone to his trial and spoke on his behalf because he was being crucified, and he survived. He beat the rap, but it was very expensive and almost putting him out of business because these charges were brought up against him. And he was able to beat them. So now let's fast forward to more recently. Funny how things go around and come back around again. And then you start going, well, it's not like I doubted Faye. She seemed like a very credible human being. What an amazing story she had. Her mom was a producer back in the 20s. One of the first female director producers. Worked with people like Groucho Marx. She said he would come over their home. I just can't imagine the life she lived in California. Her dad owned a restaurant, Italian restaurant. Her mom was a famous producer. Of course, they had silent movies. Eventually, they had talkies and all that she witnessed and saw back then. And maybe Hollywood was more innocent then than from what I'm hearing about it now. Anyway, so Faye told me about all that stuff. I read both of her books. Very fascinating, very interesting. You can always find her website if you want to find out more. And I kind of let it go, forgot about it. Then more recently, there is a friend of mine who has had a brain tumor and he's been sick. And he had it cured like over 5 years ago, he thinks through his faith and maybe some treatment he got at the University of Michigan. Well, recently it's returned and it's more aggressive. And we started talking because I said, well, maybe you can try some different things. And I said, have you heard about Dr. Brzezinski? And he said, yeah, I know who this guy is, blah, blah, blah. So he's willing to maybe go the route of contacting Dr. Brzezinski, which I found interesting that somebody had heard of him, because I never really did much research on Dr. Brzezinski. Maybe other people have had experiences with him. And then maybe just before that, by a couple of weeks, it's probably been over a couple of months now, there is a woman that works in our office, and she is what we call the traffic department. And the traffic department doesn't plan traffic. No, the traffic department, they are the ones that control all the commercials. So if a salesperson sells a commercial, they make sure it gets on our radio stations. And if the case is like, you know, we have several radio stations, so it's a bit of work trying to get it all together. And she also lives out in the country on a farm. Her husband actually works at our local mill, and they have a farm together as well. Imagine trying to find time for all that. And they have some Amish people that moved up here in the last couple of years. And that's actually not far from my in-laws, so I know exactly where she lives. And I know where the Amish people are. Nice people. But she told me before she left, she took another job. She told me before she left that her and her husband were asked to take these Amish people down to Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is about 100 miles south of us, because they don't have cars. They will travel by train, but they don't have cars. They have horse and buggy. So they were going to leave. I don't remember what day it was, a couple months ago, maybe longer. And Sally is her name. She says her and her husband set their alarm early, but I don't know if they forgot to turn it on. They woke up late, and she said it was a calamity. They're rushing to pick up these Amish folks. And there was a couple of different ones that were going, I think, families. Maybe about six people, and they're all jammed into Sally and her husband's vehicle. And they're flying down the highway, and it's early in the morning, and they got pulled over for going fast. They didn't get a ticket, but she says, oh, we knew we were going to miss the train. And so they missed the train in Green Bay. Well, they could actually, if they went fast enough, they could get down to Milwaukee and catch the train there, help the Amish catch the train. Now, where were they going? They were going to San Diego, is what I was told. They were going to some hospital in Mexico, and you can take a shuttle. First of all, you take the train all the way down to San Diego, and then you take a shuttle over to Tijuana to this hospital where these women that have had lumps on their chests had them completely cured at this hospital, supposed to be like a natural place, according to Sally. Where these people have gone. Interesting. She was also telling me how she didn't know that Amish, because she had to cancel the Green Bay tickets and get tickets for Milwaukee. And she said, how am I going to do that? You know, I'm on the phone trying to make schedule all this while we're driving. And the Amish person that was with her, one of them, said, well, why don't you just use my credit card? She goes, huh, who would have thought they have credit cards? But good for them. That's awesome. So what happened was, that they managed to get him to Milwaukee. They took off from there. And I said, what was the name of the hospital that they went to? I don't know, she says. So I looked it up online because I got curious now. Thinking natural treatment. And I guess a couple of the women within that Amish group had moved up here from, I think, lower Michigan. They've been living up here for a year or two. Have been treated over the period of time at this place down in Tijuana. And wouldn't you know, when I looked up what hospitals there were, the Gerson Institute was listed. And it said you could take a shuttle. And it said also that the cost is about $20,000 for 6 weeks of treatment. You and a friend would both be welcome there. That person would have a room, they could stay, and everything would be taken care of. And your treatment would be diagnosed, and it could be anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. And I thought, interesting. Who offers that? And then also, $20,000, which seems like a lot, try staying 6 weeks in a hospital around here in the States. How much do you think that's going to cost you? It's going to cost you 10 times that amount or more. Maybe more, depending on what you have done. All natural treatment. These two women, at different times, had lumps on their chest, or I don't know if it was their breasts, completely healed. And they go back for checkups every so often. And yet we don't hear about this place, do we? Nope. No, I can't. You know, I'm not recommending you drop what you're doing and go there, but it gives you an option, maybe, for health. And this is what we need more than anything. We have the big scare going on with COVID. And I'm just going to be honest. I think it's a scam more than anything. The people, oh, we've got to keep our distance. And, oh, we got to wear masks. And that's fine. Do that if you feel that it's necessary. And I will respect that. But this is a virus that 99 point something percent of us will survive. and the numbers have been fudged. There's no question. I know of three instances within my small community where people have told me that the numbers were fudged as far as people dying from COVID, when it was really something else. And these families that had this happen to them were very angry that the hospital or the doctors would come out and say it was COVID. So what is really going on? Like I mentioned in a previous show, what's going on here? Then I look at the people, too, that spoke up and talked about hydroxychloroquine. I don't know if it's, it can save your life, but there are many doctors who said it can. That with zinc and some other stuff, vitamin D, basically. And I know this remdesivir is another thing that they use, but hydroxychloroquine has been out on the market for a long time, and it's pretty safe. Now, why did they just shut down everybody that has tried to talk about it? You got to ask yourself that. Even if this is not healthy, I just saw a doctor on One America News the other night, and he said he's treated, and this guy's in San Diego, he treated 1,700 people, 1,700 that had COVID. Now, one of them died, and only one had to go to the hospital just for a short time. We had all those other doctors who stood on the Capitol and talked about treating people with COVID. We had a doctor in Texas treating people with hydroxychloroquine. We had some people, a doctor in Texas who was one of the early people to talk about this, and she did that as well and said it was hard for her to get that. We had a senator, or maybe it was in the House of Representatives, a woman who was with the Democrats, in our state of Michigan, where I live, and she had heard President Trump talk about hydroxychloroquine, and she said it, she believes it saved her life. And of course, the people in the Democratic Party in our state wanted her censured because they didn't think she should talk about that. And it's like, well, it saved her life. Wouldn't you want... And I'm not picking on one party over the other. I think what I'm saying is that why do we have to always align with our parties? Really? You're going to get mad because I feel the truth is over on this party? Why can't we do that? This is why we're so divided. It's like we can't drop our gloves for a second, you know? We can't drop our gloves for a second and admit those guys on the other side have the truth. Maybe they have a better idea. And I'm not saying necessarily left or right. There are good things on both sides. But it seems like we're just this gridlock that nobody can look past it. Maybe some can. I don't follow all of it that closely. So we've seen time and again. And I'm not a, you know, I'm not a huge fan of drugs in general, but maybe hydroxychloroquine would help. But a man I've interviewed a few times was also on One America News, and his name is Dr. Cass Ingram. And he talked about, they were asking him what he thought about hydroxychloroquine. And he said it could work, probably could help. But he says oil of oregano is probably the best thing you can use to kill any virus. And I will go back to, like I said earlier in one of my shows in February, I'm pretty darn sure I had COVID. And I would pretty darn sure most everybody here at work, at least the on-air people, all got it. And we all missed a little bit of time from work, and it was one of the nastiest things. But it didn't go into my lungs. And I remember, if you go back and listen to the interview I did with Dr. Cass Ingram, I said, yeah, this was really nasty, and I took it for like 3 days. He goes, you should have taken more. I said, well, on the fourth day, it finally got better. It didn't enter into my lungs. And we weren't sure what it was at the time because it was supposedly too early for COVID. Back in February. Well, I've talked to many people, probably over 50, that have said they had it going back as far as November of last year. They had all the symptoms, and it's pretty much been ignored. Now, maybe it was something else. I'll give you the benefit of a doubt. I'm pretty sure we had it. The people I work with and many, many, many others I've talked to have had something. This is the worst thing I've had in years, but it wasn't life-threatening. It was just really a pain in the butt. It was just very unpleasant, lasted for quite a while, took a while to leave. For me, it was about 4 or 5 days. Took me over a week to feel like myself again. Some people, it took a couple of weeks before they told me they felt like themselves again. I feel great now. What I did start doing, and I'm not going to talk anymore about that, but I do believe that there are things out there that can keep our health, and some of them have a better chance of doing it than others. Hydroxychloroquine, maybe it works. I think there could be a good chance with all these doctors, but I think oil of oregano, I would go with that first and foremost. It's pretty cheap. You could take that. And certainly, you know, whatever your doctor recommended. But we're turning this event into something where they want to shut everything down. And to me, that just seems like, what's really going on here? Let's just be honest. You know, people say it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you step back and you look at what the global elite's been doing for hundreds of years, creating situations, first and foremost, to make us go in debt, the whole world. Well, I'd say we're all going in debt over this because we're shutting everything down. And, well, you say, well, what can we do? We can keep borrowing money. Well, we don't have money to borrow. That's fiat money. It doesn't exist. It's printed out of thin air. So unless we go on the gold standard, well, even then we'd run up our debt. So maybe going running up debt is not an option. Eventually it won't be because everything will crash and burn. What are you going to do then? Well, I guess we won't have any jobs. Everything's going to fall apart. Maybe that's the goal of some people without pointing the finger at anybody, because I don't trust anybody 100% on either side of the aisle. But I will say something much more is going on. I think a lot of people see that. And then there are people that say, no, no, it's all conspiracy. Well, if you're listening to this show, you probably heard me talk about some of these things. You know, I say, and I go back again, Ramtha talked about this. Ramtha was an entity that was channeled by Jay-Z Knight, still is. And he talked about what they were going to do. And this was back in his first book came out in the 70s, and then he did stuff in the 80s and all the way up to today. But he talked about those in charge and how they play the game. And this fits right into that. And then there were others that came forward and said this as well. And we just ignore it because it doesn't fit into our little realm of life. Just like me ignoring what I heard from Faye Houston, thinking, well, maybe it's true and this is interesting, but I didn't dig it any deeper. And that's fine. We're not going to do it until the time comes, right? Sometimes. So what I learned about that this has been a plan put forward by those that want to control us. They already have controlled us. This is what things are all about right now. Doesn't that seem? If the world has been controlled by masculine energy for at least 26,000 years, part of that 26,000-year cycle the Mayans talked about and others, and now we're coming back into a balancing time with the divine feminine, and many people are well aware of that, then they're going to hold off. There are beings that are going to they're going to do everything they can to avoid making that transition back to a balanced place with where love is the driving force and not darkness. I think most of us would agree there's a lot of darkness on the planet. We don't have to label it. We don't have to give it any attention. But, you know, we see people that behave a certain way, and I don't think that's what we are in our core. So certainly we're being influenced, and we know that when we come here. And there are people like myself and so many more that I've talked to that just know they're here for something more, and they know that they have to do whatever it is they have to do. My case being, and this is just one of many things, I'm not limited to being one thing, but my whole life I've been talking to people and getting answers and getting them to share things with me, and we find common ground. And a coworker was just saying to me the other day, it's amazing how you draw stuff out of people, but you do it in a nice way, and they don't feel threatened, and they feel comfortable. And I said, yeah, that's like, it's my job. I don't know why. I'm just excited to hear what they have to say, still after doing it this many years. And I'm also interested because you gain a little more perspective when people share things with you. And so everybody that comes to my studio, whether they're cutting an ad or whatever, we wind up talking about a lot of different things. And it's always in a friendly way, so people don't have to sit and agree with me. It's non-threatening. I want to hear what people have to say about anything. And if they ask me what I think about things, then I share some of my weirdness. Spread the weirdness. So, you know, but it's all done with love. And I think that's why it works. I have total respect and love for people, and I do it, you know, because I think part of my job is to maybe dig and get some things out. And I could be wrong. Certainly could be wrong on all of it. I'm willing to go there. You have to let go of your ego. You have to, in my opinion, you have to let go of what you think is the absolute truth. Because what if you're wrong? When the ships come and the beings in those ships show up, guess what? A lot of us are going to be really wrong. We're going to go, I don't know when that's going to happen. I believe it will happen. Maybe it's already happening. A lot of people are seeing ships, but that's another show for another time. I have a friend of mine who lives down in Florida, and I would call him a friend, I guess. We've become friends, and he's been sharing a lot of pictures with me. And it's like, wow, some of those are just truly amazing. Why is he seeing so many? Well, there's things going on, right? We'll just call it that. So I wanted to do a show that touched a little bit on, again, natural health, because I haven't talked about it in a while. We talk about energetic healing, which I've had done to me, which I think is the best way to go. If you can get somebody that you feel is going to heal you energetically, it's happened to me more than once with carpal tunnel. I was completely healed from that. After one visit, I had my back completely healed by my friend Joy, because I was stressed out, and it was a pain right in the middle of my back where the stress was sitting. And she, over the phone, worked on me 3 times, and then after that, it was gone. And it was pressure that I put on myself because my father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer back in 2012, and my wife lost her job right around the same time. And you're stressing out over all this stuff, and I normally don't. And that's when I got this pain. And I thought, oh, my shingles are acting up again because I'm letting myself get stressed. And Joy worked on me. Chiropractor couldn't help me, which they do help a lot. But she worked on me and poof, gone. After 3, about 1 hour sessions, she told me to stand up on your feet. I said, I don't know, it might hurt. She goes, no, you're fine. And sure enough, from Pennsylvania all the way to Michigan, over the phone, she used her energy to heal me. I truly believe it works. Maybe not for everybody. Again, there's a lot of factors that it may not work for people. You may not believe it. I'm an open book, so I just trust these people and allow them to do what they need to do. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I need to experience so I could talk about it. But also what I started doing more recently, because I've been feeling fatigued and stiff. My joints have been feeling stiff. I'm not a spring chicken like I once was, but I'm not an old geezer neither. It is, you know, whatever you label yourself is what you become more than anything. So I went back to taking what I call, it's called Ambrotose, A-M-B-R-O-T-O-S-E. It's from a company called Manatech. To me, it is the most remarkable thing if you're going to take something, because what it does is it works with your cells. From what I know, I can't promise or guarantee anything. It's the stuff I gave to my friend Jay back in 2007 when I first found out about this stuff, and he made a remarkable turnaround from stage 4 cancer before he stopped taking it because his doctor said, well, you don't know what that is. You better not take it. So he wound up dying 6 months later. But that was part of his journey. You know, I don't think he would have lived anyway because I think his journey was to be in spirit. And that's another story in itself, because had he not been in spirit, one of his daughters got sick and he basically saved her life. He like lifted her on her feet. She tells the story that she couldn't get up, and she felt this power to get on her feet and make her way home. So you think about everything that plays out. And Jay, also, like I said, we can't change somebody's course. We can only, it's their course, and they're going to, you know, if you pray for somebody or you try to give them a medicine or a natural thing that's going to help them, and then they still die, you know. In this case, Jay's case, the doctor told him to stop taking it. But the day before he died, I went out to Rapid River to see my, I was invited to the lodge that they have out there, the Native Lodge. And it was there that I was given my Native name, and it was Jay that apparently showed up in spirit and gave me the name, which made a lot of sense. I've told this story before. And that we were brothers in another time is what my friend Dwayne told me. He was communicating with Jay. And when we did a prayer for Jay that night, which the Native way is to throw tobacco in the fire and say a person's name, and everybody repeats it. And they say the Native way, you don't ask God to save someone because God allows each of us on our own journey. So when you say the person's name, it just makes it real clear to them, and it helps them decide if they want to stay or if they want to go. Now, that makes sense to me that, you know, if we are beings that are allowed to go on our journey whatever way we choose, that that makes a lot of sense. And Jay, coincidentally, died that next morning. I think I left at the lodge, a big giant teepee. There probably were 50 people in there sitting around in a circle with a fire. And they were doing some drumming and things like that. Everybody got a chance to speak. Everybody got a chance to hold the eagle feather. But I probably left about 1 in the morning. It ended a little after midnight, and then I stuck around for a little bit, and then I headed home, not sure what to think. It was the very next day, or that same day, at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a call from one of Jay's daughters, and she told me that he had died early in the afternoon, and they believe he was in a coma perhaps around midnight. And it was around midnight when I got my Native name. Do you see that? Maybe that's more than a coincidence. Absolutely. It's more than a coincidence. And then after he passed, many incredible things happened that were not coincidence. Spirit-related things. I'm not going to go into that now. I will maybe some other time. There's also, I've talked about this before. I really wanted to talk about Manitech, their product called Ambrotos. If you're ever want to try something. Since I started taking Ambrotos a few weeks ago, because I've been off it for a while, it's $150 for a container. I can afford it, you know, but I thought, well, I'll be okay without it. And as you get older, you might get some. For me, I noticed my legs and my were cramping up a little more. My arms and my legs would get stiff, like I was going to pull a muscle if I moved hardly at all. And I noticed a few other things too. That the energy level. So one of the great things I notice about when I take this stuff is that it's supposed to help with cell-to-cell communication. That's why it works with cancer so well, according to them, scientists that work for it. And when I took it, when I've been taking it now, I've got so much more energy. It's like, wow, where'd this come from? I've knocked 10 years off my life as far as energy. And then the stiffness has gone away. I don't feel like I'm going to pull muscles. There's just a lot of, probably a half dozen things that I noticed. I was having some stomach issues, which I'm sure was related to stress or maybe something more serious. Totally gone. And then, of course, you have stomach issues. That's going to affect what? When you go to the bathroom. And that's totally good now. Everything's right back on course. So I am a big believer, and I'm not trying to convince anybody, just maybe give people an option to look into. You know, right now there's a lot of influx energy coming to the planet, and it's affecting all of us. And we're talking about being bombarded because things are changing. So it's hitting some people pretty hard. And then also we're going through, a time where we have to let go. And if you don't let go, it's going to make you sick. So let go of control at work or with others in your life. Let go of a lot of things. Because ultimately, that's what we have to do, I think, to move on. At some point, we're going to leave here, right? You're not going to take that with you. None of it. None of the people, none of the problems. It's about being the free spirits that we are. So you learn to let go, and then you move on. And that has been hard for people that are used to having control over certain things. I understand that. I couldn't imagine completely letting go of everything. You mean I have no control over anything anymore? Well, there's some things you will, but you have to let go of a lot of it. And I don't have a problem with that. I never have. But I still feel stressed out at my job because more and more is on my plate. And I can have a choice. I can leave, which I don't want to do because I'm treated well here. But it's, you know, you see this with a lot of companies in this day and age. More and more is being asked of people in order to make the company survive. And you hope that there's a carrot. I don't even care if that much because, you know, at some point I want to move on. How many more years do I want to keep doing this? Huh? I want to keep doing the podcast for a while, but for the most part, it would be nice to walk away from all of it sometimes and just go, I'm going to go to Mars. Yeah, I'm going to astral project. Whatever the case might be. So I'm definitely a big supporter of Amber Toast. I can't promise it heals people 100%. I remember when Jay got it and he stopped taking it and he died. About a year later, I met a woman. Gee, what a coincidence. The universe doesn't line things up. I met a woman who happened to have, she was working at a bar, actually just not far from here, where I'm doing my broadcast. And we would do this thing called Game Show Trivia. And she was one of the waitresses. And I don't know how we got to know her. She was really nice. She was fun. She was friendly. She had a good sense of humor. I don't know how I got on the topic, but that's what I do. About cancer and blah, blah, blah. And she told me her sister's name was Debbie, that Debbie had cancer and she took this Amber Toast and some other stuff and from the Manitech company. There's a handful of things that she took and beat her cancer. 5 years. 5 years. Gone. Now, I remember talking about some of this on the radio and another woman called me and said, yeah, my aunt had breast cancer, and she didn't even go to the doctor for the treatment. She just took the Amber Toast and healed herself. Well, I don't know if that's a good idea, but I understand, and I think there are things that can help us. I'm not promising anything here, because if I do, you get in trouble for that. But I'm saying it's pretty amazing. The other day, I was doing a live broadcast, and this lady came in with all kinds of pain, and she got these gummies. These CBD gummies. And she says, oh, my pain is horrible in my shoulders, my arms, whatever. And she took one and it's like, boom, it was gone within minutes. Maybe those work too. I don't know that much about CBD. I've heard people say that. There's another product that's out on the market called OPC3. It's made by Market America. A couple of people have told me they felt it helped them with cancer, defeat cancer, maybe. It's not the same as Amber Toast. It's like an antioxidant. Amber Toast is actually kind of like that as well. It does cleanse you. It will help you release whatever's in you, toxins in your body, through your excretions. So you'll be doing a bit of that, sitting on the can, so to speak, but in a very gentle way. So that's one thing I noticed too when I take it. Boy, I'm real regular here. No problem, but that's good. And then I just noticed, you know what? I also noticed I don't smell as much. You're going to find this weird, but I don't smell as much, which means, you know, the toxins rise up to our skins, don't they? So you would know when you're sick, you ever notice how bad you smell? Yeah. I noticed recently that's like, well, I guess I don't stink that bad. I don't know if my wife feels that way. Okay. But so it's just all these things that I believe is making it work for my body. And I'm not trying to talk you into doing anything. Follow your heart on it. And I certainly am not recommending, because again, there are people that have gone through a lot of stuff trying to help others. And by stuff, I mean have been attacked. So you got to be so careful on what you say. I just have seen it work and it's helped me. And that's all I can say. Maybe there's people it hasn't helped. OPC3 is another one. Market America makes that. You have to buy it from somebody that's within that organization, or you have to purchase it through them. The same with Amber Toast and Manitech. You have to buy it from somebody. But it's not like, you know, you have to join any group You can just purchase it from someone. There's a thing called Essiac tea, which is another thing that seems to have helped people a lot, and that's from Canada. And some people have supposedly, I don't know anybody personally, that have been cured from Essiac tea. But it flushes out your kidneys and your body, so you've got to have good kidneys. And a lot of time when you have cancer, kidneys are from the radiation and chemo. They don't work so good. So, you know, there's several different things if you look out there, and I think energy healing is one of them, one of the best ones. If you have any questions, let me know, and maybe I can connect you with some people that I think could help you. I wish you well on your journey if you're not well. Ultimately, love is the key for any kind of healing. So if you're surrounded by people that love you, or if you're holding on to something negative, let it go, if you can, and put love back in your heart. That is the best way to stay healthy, be joyful, be happy, be grateful every day. And if you start dwelling on negative things because so much is going on right now, gee, there's another reason these things are going on. They want you to get sick. So if you focus on, oh my goodness, the riots, or oh my goodness, the maybe you hate the president, maybe you hate the vice president that's running against him. You're fed up with politics. Maybe you hate both sides. I don't know. You know, just know that this is part of what's meant to happen. And maybe you're worried about the election. Oh, if it doesn't turn out this way, blah, blah, blah. Let it go. Let it go. Vote for what you believe in. That's fine. You can talk to others about it. But in the end, the bigger journey is about us waking up. And I know it's going to happen. And we might go through some bumps, regardless of who gets in. But love is going to be the overpowering force that at some point, I just hit my ring on the control board. So at some point, love is going to be the dominant force on this planet. I truly believe it. And is there going to be a fifth dimension? Maybe. And are we going to go there? Maybe. Or maybe we're going to stay here. I think things will get better. It definitely is going to happen. I don't know when. It might be a bumpy ride, but you know what? I signed up for it. We all did. That's the way I look at it. I send you love. I truly do, because that is the healing force for all of us. And I thought it was interesting, those two stories that I shared. Coincidences, huh? I don't think so. Love and light to you. Pure joy.